the coalition focuses on a program that I grew up in and care about a great deal, the multiple award schedule program.
Yeah.
And it just was sort of, frankly, a perfect fit for me and a great opportunity to, you know, run an organization and be out there advocating on behalf of obviously industry in a policy arena. And it it's just a wonderful opportunity.
And I was talking to Bill Gormley, the head of Washington Management Group, and I guess your new boss, the other day. And I said, as I went through my mental Rolodex, there are very few people who I think had those skills like you, who knows GSA as well, knows the schedule contract process as well as you do. That's really important to this job, isn't it?
Absolutely. And thank you for the compliment. I appreciate it. Absolutely. I did spend 20 years at GSA. I know and love the place. I have lots of friends there. And at the same time, there are challenges facing GSA.
Yeah.
That I believe, that affect industry, that affect the taxpayer, and that ultimately, the voice that the coalition provides with regard to common sense procurement, is invaluable and provides an opportunity to talk to GSA, to listen to GSA, and provide feedback on how the program can be improved for everybody, frankly.
I want to talk about a couple of those challenges, because there are challenges out there, and I'm sure that's helping shape what you're going to focus on in the years ahead. But before we do that, you're stepping in, you're replacing somebody who's been in that job for 20 years, Larry Allen, of course, going off to do his own thing. And it has to be a little bit intimidating to follow somebody who, Larry Allen has been, like Larry Allen and Coalition for Government Procurement, they almost like followed one another. People thought it was his last name, for goodness sakes.
Oh, absolutely. I did as well.
Right.
I've known Larry for years. When I was at GSA, I had to meet with him a fair amount. They are big shoes to fill. Larry's done a fabulous job with the coalition. He is synonymous with the coalition. I hope to come in there and fill those shoes and continue to grow the coalition and reach. There is that aspect of it, but I have to also say Larry's been very supportive. He's been very helpful to me already, and I look forward to continued support from him. And it's just that is something that everybody has to bring their own style and their own approach to a position, and I'll try to put my stamp on it. I'm not going to try to, be Larry Allen II. I'm going to try to be Roger Waldron.
Excellent.
Larry has done a fabulous job.
Why are groups like this, like the Coalition for Government Procurement, I think outside this world, some people look at them and say, oh, it's just a special interest group and they're just pushing for what they want. Why are groups like the Coalition for Government Procurement, why do they matter? Why are they important?
Well, it's a very good question, Chris, and I'm just going to step back for a second and just say, one of the things that I've learned over my, 25 years, doing what I've been doing, both in government and in private practice, is that, when they talk about the procurement community, it is a community. It is government folks, it's contractor folks working together to, do the taxpayer's business, and to do it effectively, to do it cost effectively, and to get the job done. And there can't be enough said about both government and contractor personnel who do the mission and do the work on behalf of the taxpayers. And the coalition and groups like it are important because there, just like anything in Washington, there are all kinds of stakeholders who have views on how things ought to work. Industry has a perspective. Government people have a perspective. There's oversight folks who have a perspective. And I think the goal of all those groups ultimately is, from their perspective, to get the best policies and procedures in place to most efficiently run these type of programs and get the best value for the taxpayer. I really believe that. And the coalition provides a voice to provide views, common sense approach to procurement, to streamlining procurement, make it more effective, get more bang for the buck for the taxpayer. I truly believe that. I saw that when I was at GSA, and you know, it's important that those groups like the coalition are able to provide views, a balance to acquisition and to policies generally, so that those who make the rules can come up with sound approaches that, again, lead to positive results for the government and for the taxpayer.
And it's
a long-winded answer, but that's sort of...
Well, it's part of the idea is this idea of information sharing, that the government doesn't have all the answers, that guess what? Occasionally industry has a couple ideas that are very helpful, and all of a sudden there's a way for those messages to get in almost a safe way. You have an agenda, but everyone understands what that agenda is.
Well, yeah, and here's a problem.
And profit isn't necessarily a bad thing all the time.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Here's a prime example: commercial item acquisition. Okay, in the 1990s, in 1994, Congress passed a law and essentially created the commercial item acquisition approach. That I think has fundamentally changed government procurement for the better. It's when I started in government, in 1987. The government was still writing specs for almost everything that it was buying, and was writing specs as it thought it ought to buy instead of leveraging the commercial marketplace. Is that a great idea or what? I mean, and you can see across the board throughout government that I believe that the commercial item approach, the using commercial practices by the government in its purchases, have saved the government billions and billions of dollars. It streamlined the process. You're leveraging existing competition in the commercial marketplace. It reduced costs to industry, and it also increased competition by bringing commercial firms into the federal marketplace who, previously may not have done so because the government had some sort of unique specification that it used for its staplers or whatever. So there's a prime example of, focusing on what industry does and reflecting what happens in the commercial marketplace, I think, has greatly benefited the government.
So as you approach this new gig, GSA schedules, they've been around for so long, and they just incredible amounts of business. Sometimes we forget how much business goes through the GSA schedule contracts, and yet they almost feel like they're under strain a little bit.
I believe that's a fair statement. One of the challenges that I think the Federal Acquisition Service, the organization that manages the schedules, faces is, there's a recent GAO audit report back in April, I think, of this year that talked about some of the challenges and oversight data issues that they identified with regard to government-wide contracting and, in particular, the multiple award schedule program.
Yeah.
And one of GAO's chief recommendations, and this is really important. It's one of the things that I hope to have a voice, at least advocating, is, there's an MAS program office that was established as part of the reorganization that combined the Federal Supply Service and the Federal Technology Service into the current FAS. That MES program office, I don't think, has ever really gotten off the ground in terms of its, overall responsibility to ensure consistent operating procedures across, the various acquisition centers that manage the schedules contracts. And I think that's important because the consistency of operations, and consistency of expectations is good for everybody. It's good for the customer agencies. It's good for industry. If you know what to expect, it impacts costs. If you've got different ways that you have to do things depending on who you're dealing with, that does increase the costs to those who interact with GSA, whether it's industry or customer agencies. So that's one area. I think that's an area where the schedules, and something that I think needs to be focused on in terms of where the program goes from here.